now, you need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
This is Michelle Nichols.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
He needs headsets.
Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, I know I have two amazing VIP guests, but before we start everything off, Peter, let's get Keith on the phone. He's got the word of the day, and we're going to add this to the show, Denise.
Okay, I like that.
Me too.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Dawn, it's Keith Walker. How you doing?
I'm super excited to have you to our show, and we would like to have the word of the day.
Well, the word of the day is James chapter 1, verse 2 through 5, and I'm going to read it to you. It's about testing of your faith. God says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's
Amen.
A good word of the day. Now, I'd like you to introduce your friend that we have on the line, because he would not
be on. You have a special guest, right? Real excited about Michael Lohan.
Yes. Tell us about Michael. He's on the air with us. Introduce him.
Yeah, friend of mine. I met him in 2007. We were filming a reality show, a TV pilot up in New York. And, man, he's a great guy. I really, really love Michael. We go way back, 2007.
Well, Michael, join us with Hollywood Connections. Welcome to the show with
Welcome.
Me and Denise.
Thank you very much. Hey, Brother Keith, how are you, buddy?
Brother Mike, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. With that introduction, I felt like I was going to a boxing ring. My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to get my pipes up. Good and running here. Pump everybody up on Saturday night for the Hollywood Connection
and
show.
And he does an awesome job.
Thank you.
Too.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, we're broke, yo.
He could moonlight out in Vegas.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we're not giving him up. He has to stay here with us. That's a given.
So, Michael, we also have another VIP guest in the house, and he's going to be joining us shortly here. And Ryan, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
He's also a film director, and his trailer just blew me away today. I was just like, oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that shortly. So, Michael, in the meantime, tell us what Michael Lohan is doing.
Trying to find a way to stop this epidemic out there. And, you know, it's been kind of hard. I've been, like Keith said, we met way back in 2007 when I was working with Teen Challenge, and we tried to put a pilot together that would bring awareness to people about bring people to the Lord. But at the same time, it was a Teen Challenge is a one-year faith-based program. And as a matter of fact, it's the most successful one in the world. But I often questioned my pastor, and I asked him, I said, Pastor Jimmy, do you think it's because of the length of time that people are in the program, also with the spiritual component being added to it, or is it just God? And he said he believes it's just God, and I I'll proffer to that. And I totally believe that if you don't have God in your life, nothing good is going to happen. With anything is possible with God, nothing is possible without Him. But at the same time, treatment out there today just isn't working. I've owned a wonderful, wonderful treatment center that offers just about everything you could. And I stepped back and I was like, we're doing everything we can for these people. We're giving them one-on-one therapy every day. We're doing trauma therapy. We're doing EMDR, which is a deep, deep kind of trauma therapy as well. But they're not getting better. You know, a lot of people are still relapsing. So I wound up selling my treatment center in Florida, and I took a step back for about a year and a half, 2 years, and I've been looking at all the different modalities that do and don't work and what's out there. And now we finally think we have it. Over the last 6 months, we've been doing a lot of evidence-based therapy. And I'll give you an example. I have this wonderful Christian lady that was from, her name is Dawn, Bonnie. And she lives in Louisiana. And she's been using Suboxone, alcohol, 2 bottles of Ambien every 3 days, and Xanax since 1992.
Oh, my goodness.
She could not
get
clean. I had her in our protocol, which is, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. In 3 days, she had no withdrawal symptoms whatsoever, none. By the 5th day, no cravings. By the 8th day, done. She was finished. She is now at the Pink concert. She was there last night. We sent her there as a gift. And I've never seen anything like it. She is going to continue in therapy, which we recommend. But the therapy that we're using is called NAD. You can look it up on the internet. It's niacinamide, adamin, disopchloride. It's a combination of supplements and coenzymes that attack the mitochondria in your body. And every one of your cells has mitochondria, and that's what actually breaks down when you use drugs and alcohol. But at the same time, it also breaks down as we age. So although it is a great detox protocol, it also is an anti-aging protocol as well, because it replenishes and rejuvenates each one of your cells. So by taking that, we added something called neurotherapy, which is you're balancing out the brainwave at the same time you're doing this. It has an unbelievable effect. And we've already had about 14 people go through this protocol, and it's all the same. No relapse whatsoever.
What do you do with people? Let's say, you know, that me and Keith were actually talking about this. Maybe that are going through. Keith, you were talking about, you know, curses of the family. You know, of what can happen.
Curse.
You know, like alcoholism or whatever is going through in family land. Can you elaborate on that, what we were talking about, Keith, a little bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe in generational curses. I mean, I was on pain pills for 5 years, and, you know, the Lord delivered me. He put me on a 14-day fast and completely delivered me. So, you know, it was by the grace of God. So God will deliver, but we have to humble ourselves and seek him, and he'll do it. But, generational curses. You know, my dad left me at 3 years old, and I became just like my dad. I mean, he was a womanizer, alcoholic, partier, and I became just like him, and I do believe that in generational curses. So the Lord had me repent of the generational curses, and also, he set me free. So it was it's a real thing. You know, spiritual warfare is real. It says we don't battle flesh and blood; it's spiritual warfare. And if you look up the word sorcery in the Bible, it's pharmacia, and look what we got on every corner: pharmacies.
It does talk about generational curses, both in Genesis and Exodus, and it is true. I mean, it does follow in a family.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, with everything you're doing, Michael, as well, we were so excited to have you. Tell us about your background. You know, did you start out in acting yourself, or what is your story?
Well, when I was a kid, yeah, I did some TV commercials, and I was on a soap opera, As the World Turns, when I was, you know, 16 or 17 years old. But then I went to college. I went to college to be a lawyer. But my family owned a very large spaghetti company, a pasta company called Prince Spaghetti.
Okay.
And they kind of wanted me to work in the family business, but there was so much discord, and everyone was at each other. If one person got a raise, another one did, and, you know, infighting in the family. And I didn't want to get involved in that. So while I was going to law school, my godfather had said to me, he said, Michael, why don't you come down and work with us on the commodity exchange and get out of the family business? And I did. And I went from working, and this is the beginning of it, I went from making, you know, $160 to $190 a week to making $500 a day at the onset. So, you know, and that was way back in 1980. And all through high school and college, I never drank, I never smoked, I never did a drug. But when I got to the floor of the exchange, when that bell rang and the market closed on Friday, it was game on.
Wow.
I was partying all day Friday and all day Saturday. And you couldn't party Sunday, had to straighten up, because if you weren't at work on Monday or if you made a big mistake, I mean, down there, every trade is worth millions of dollars. And if you make a mistake, you're done. Your career is finished. So you had to control what you were doing. And back then, you know, there was alcohol, and there was marijuana, and there was cocaine, but the heroin wasn't out there, the pills weren't out there, the molly wasn't out there, flocka, all the stuff that's out there now wasn't around. So I'm not making light of the situation, but it wasn't as bad as it is today, and I'm not going to say it's not going to get worse in the future. Because,
let me say I did the street stuff. And then when I got in the car wreck and had to get on the pain meds had more control over me, and I was more addicted to them than anything I did on the street. So this thing's an epidemic.
And that's the biggest problem, because you have street dealers and you have the legal dealers. The legal dealers are the doctors and big pharma. And I give a lot of credit to Purdue now, because they have stopped selling pain medication and opiates to doctors. Now they're only selling to hospitals, because doctors are so incentivized by most of these pharmaceutical companies, they have a very free hand in writing scripts. And that's one of the biggest problems, is that, you know, the first solution is, okay, let's write a medication. If someone goes in and they have some, if they're drinking or using drugs and they go to see addiction specialists or even a treatment center, they'll diagnose them and they'll take them off the illegal drugs and put them on legal drugs, which just keeps that whole, it keeps it going. It just propagates everything and makes it worse and worse. It's a pharmaceutical prescription rather than one that's on the street. And it's not making things better. I mean, everything has got to change. It's got to change. Or
totally agree with you guys.
You know, I have a lot of people asking me here. They're texting me saying, who is Michael Lohan? And so we're sounding secretive on everything. And I have a director here in the house as well. Michael, can we say who you are?
Sure.
Okay, Michael Lohan is the father of Lindsay Lohan. Yes, from the Love Bug movie. Yes, that's who is on the phone with us. And he's got a gorgeous family, and so we're just honored to have him on the show with us. And our director here, Ryan, might have a question for you. Do you have a question that comes up? You're a director. You're doing film and TV. Anything, you're live on the station.
Well, I would have to... it's awesome that what you're doing, because obviously that is a big epidemic going on, not only just in Hollywood, but in the country, the world. So I congratulate you on that, using your platform.
Thank you.
Super. Now, how about your social media, Michael? Can people get in touch with you, if they need your help? Or maybe there's a lady that's driving, or maybe there's a husband that says, my gosh, you know what he's saying? I don't know how to get help. I don't know where to go. And you being, you know, so into helping so many people, can you give your information out?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I bought some buses, and they're on the road, and we're labeled Recovery America, and we get calls all the time, but the number is 888-915-6612, and we just launched our new protocol for this treatment with a place called Pride Recovery, which is in Delray Beach, Florida, and the website is priderecoverycenter.com. They can look at it. We're doing NAD therapy, and now we're doing neurotherapy as well, which not many places do out there. And we really focus on PTSD, which everyone has. I mean, we're doing a lot of work with vets. I truly believe that vets deserve a lot more than they're getting. I appreciate what the administration is doing now and giving them vets a choice to go outside the VA to get help, and that's going to make a big difference. But, I also want to say, before we get further into this, that my daughter is, she listened to what I said and finally followed this protocol, and mm-hmm. she's sober for 3 years and
wow,
10 months
that
now.
Is so awesome.
I just left her in New York, and she's doing so well. I mean, I think, I don't know if anyone saw the Wendy Williams show, but she really, she proved herself on that show, mm-hmm. and she's been very accountable, and I just give her all the credit in the world.
Oh, you got to be such a proud dad, I'll tell you. Yeah. All the stuff that you can go through, the show business, that's all great. That's all, I would say, extra. But to know that your daughter is safe like that, or your family is safe, that's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, it is.
We just want to thank you for all the opportunities. And, Michael, we were talking with Keith, and Keith is such a blessing in my life. We'd love to have you more part of the show because you're so well connected. And, Keith was like, we got to come up with an idea with you and Michael and Denise. So
yes.
We're gonna talk about that. How's that, Michael?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'm local. I'm in Boca, and I did spend some time in Tampa. As a matter of fact, that's the point of Tampa. But
would be perfect.
Speaking of Keith, we go back a long way, and Keith was with me when I was in the trenches, going through all the things I was with my family when my daughter wasn't sober. He knows how it hurt me, and how Pastor Jimmy from Teen Challenge was trying to help mend the fences and all of the walls that were broken. And yeah. And that's a big part of it. I mean, your family is, look, if people think that support groups are like AA and NA and all the other, Celebrate Recovery is one of the better ones because it's biblically based and it's Christian. And that's great. Those are people that do care, and they're trying to help each other stay sober. But the best connection, the best support system you'll ever have in your life are your family.
That's true. So I have a quick question. I'm so sorry, Michael. I have a quick question. With your Recovery America, are you stationed in one particular place, or are you just moving all over the place and letting people know where you are?
The van drives all over the place. It's based in New Jersey. It basically stays in the tri-state area, but we bring it to D.C. a lot because I've been doing a lot with Congress and Congressman Tom Rooney, mm-hmm. whose family owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a family member that was one of my clients, and he's still clean. And Mr. Rooney from the Steelers makes no bones about it. He's the owner of the company, of the team, mm-hmm. and he's sober for over 40 years. He's an advocate for recovery, and we're actually talking about doing something together to help, really bring what we've found, this NAD therapy, all over the country. But it does travel all over, and we're starting to make some headway, and yeah.
Are you coming to Georgia? Last time we had a conversation, you mentioned you might have a place, a retreat place up here in North Georgia or something. Is that still happening?
Yeah, Yes, as a matter of fact, my medical director, Dr. Peter Merkel, owns a resort, a retreat out in Lake Chattooga, I believe it's called, in Kawasaki. Is it called Yeah, but it's seven homes, seven beautiful, beautiful homes on a lake. It's got an office complex, and we're thinking about, we're just going through the licensing process now, talking to people in the area in Georgia to see who we can partner with. We're not looking for any money. We're just looking for someone that has a good, credible background in treatment and that believes in our method, and we're going to open a place in Georgia.
Super good. That's awesome. Now, somebody's asking me, are you doing any TV and film yourself?
I've been asked to. There's another show coming up shooting in August, and they asked me to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the direction I want to take. If a show sends a positive message, like Celebrity Rehab did and like Family Therapy did, where you work through problems, yeah, I would be interested in doing that if it does send a positive message and if it doesn't exploit people. You know, there's something, I mean, what is Real Housewives and half these other shows out there, like Jersey Shore, what did they do? What kind of a message did they send?
Right.
If anything,
it was kind of
bored, for sure. It's crazy. I mean, I was on Housewives of Atlanta with Kim Zolciak, and it was fighting, and it was arguing, and people talking about each other and gossip. You know, it probably covered every one of the seven deadly sins, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm not about that. I'm about the positive parts of life. And I give a lot of credit to my daughter, Allie, my little 23-year-old daughter. I'll tell you a quick, funny story. When Lindsay was shooting the Oprah Winfrey documentary, the reality show, when she got out of treatment, Allie was living with Lindsay. But when the show ended, Allie wanted an apartment on her own. So I spoke to my ex-wife, Dina, and I said, Dee, what do you think? Should I get her a place or not? She goes, Michael, she's doing so much work modeling in the city, and she can't really be in Lindsay's place. She needs her space now. Yeah, let's get her a little place there. So we found a little studio, and I got it for her. And she went and picked out all this vintage furniture. Allie's a real old soul. And she called me one day and said, Daddy, you want to see the apartment and the furniture? And I said, sure, honey. So I went up to the apartment, which is funny. And to me, it is, at least. So I go up to the apartment, and the door's cracked a little bit after I went to the doorman. And I smell something burning, so I, burst in the door, and I'm like, Allie, what's going on? Are you okay? And she's standing in there, waving this thing in the air that's burning. I said, honey, what is that? It smells horrible. And she said, it's sage, Daddy. And I said, well, why are you burning it? She said, it gets rid of negative energy.
Oh, wow.
Said, negative energy. Was this haunted? Did someone die here? She said, no, Lindsay just left.
Oh, my goodness. That is...
Totally with a serious face. I dropped to my knees, and I died laughing. But Allie is all about positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to hear a negative thing about anybody, doesn't want any negativity around her. And she's really brought me... Can you imagine my little girl is teaching me
things in life that
I thought I would have experienced.
Well, I was just with a group of people. It was pretty amazing. And we were all talking about the negativity to positivity. And they said, watch how many times you almost want to say something negative about somebody and try to say something positive. And it was such a really powerful meeting the other day I was in. I was really impressed. It was like, you know, how many times does that come to mind? Let's just bring that and shoot that out of the ballpark.
But you know? You do that, you bring another a different aspect to how your life is leading. You will stay positive more that way.
Well, it says life and death in the power of the tongue. Exactly. We either speak blessing or cursing.
Exactly.
And you notice since I've been doing
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just to say there's more joy in your heart and more joy in your life.
That's true.
And you're wondering because you're getting that negativity or anything that starts to come to mind. And I've realized, you know, the last week and a half, I've been really in a lot of prayer, but there's been more joy in my life just even so. You know,
yes.
I have a lot of joy anyways, but praise God. But it's just been more, you know, just letting things go. You know, all of a sudden, if it's too much for me, I'll say, hey, God, it's yours, take it away.
That's right.
And then it doesn't bother me. Like that.
Because he's in control of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
Yep.
Well, Michael, I know we have two other guests that are in here. I'd love to have you back. People are loving you on Facebook. You're such an inspirational man.
Do we want to put them all on together? We can do that.
We've got another lady calling in. Well, hold on a second. Is
we
Sharon?
Can put them all on if you want. All the guests you want on. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. Is Sharon there?
This is Nicole.
Hi. You're on the air with us.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Who is this?
This is Nicole. I'm calling from 360 TV to talk about skits.
Yes. Hi. And Sharon, you work with as well over there, and David?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm Dave. I'm here, too.
Oh, hi, Dave. Hi. So, hey, guys, Michael Lohan and Keith Walker. Hold on, because we got a surprise for you guys. We have 360 TV. They want to collaborate with me as well to get me on their network. But we want to learn more about them and then also what they're looking for. And, you know, my show was picked up by TV, our show coming up. VH2.TV is going to be airing next month. So we're really
so excited.
Nicole, tell us about 360 TV.
So we are a Christian television network, and me in particular, I'm acting on a show called Skits, which is our comedy show, which has just been nominated for the International Christian Film Festival this year, so we're really excited about
it. Oh, congratulations. Wow. That's an amazing event.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're super excited, but it's a great group of people, really, really fun.
Somebody else.
Group of friends to work with and to collaborate for a good cause. So we're just really looking forward to just keep growing and keep promoting and see where it leads.
Now, are you looking for content? I'd like to introduce Ryan here. He's got an amazing film. I just saw the trailer. We're going to talk about that in about 5 minutes here. Wow. Actually, you know, while I have you all on the air, let's just play that trailer. Hold on a second. You got to all hear this. Okay, so Ryan, talk about your trailer.
Well, first, so thanks again. This is a trailer. It's for my feature film, Followers. It's a social media thriller. It releases in theaters and digital March 23rd.
I can't wait.
It's about a social media fitness couple that record everything that they do. Everybody knows that couple. And what they don't realize is they're actually being tracked down by two guys that are doing a documentary on how easy it is to track somebody down off social media and kill them.
My hair on my arms rose.
You know, I saw this trailer and I thought, okay, so do I shut down all my social media? It was just that informative, and it really made you sit back and think about how careful you really should be. It really did.
Is this off of a true story, Ryan? Or
no, it is not off of a true story, but let's just be real. It could be.
It could be. Yeah.
Absolutely. It sounds that way.
Okay, let's play the trailer, guys. Everyone hold on the line. Let's hear it.
Just checking in here. Want to give you a quick update. We are going to make this very special because I'm planning on popping the big question on this trip. We are officially off the grid.
We're making a documentary about how easy it is to track someone down from social media and kill them.
Let's get out of here.
What we're doing.
There they are.
Is it really going to make a difference? Is anyone going to see this and be affected by it?
What do you think, man? What do you think?
Are you going to see this and make a change in your life?
This can only be, like, our video.
This is our video. Who else do you think is out here?
Shut up! There has to be a consequence!
Because no one pays attention until someone gets hurt.
Turn it off. I don't know if this is going to get out to anybody, but the last thing I want to say is...
Wow.
Peter, wait till you see. Did you watch the trailer back there?
I just did. Wow. That's intense. That scares me, man. Yeah. I'm always on Facebook and Twitter and followers. That's genius, actually.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It really does make you think.
And that's a sign really of the times at this point. Yes. I mean, that's perfect.
Yes.
Make a horror out of that.
Yeah. What we want to do is...
Folks.
Yes.
Excuse me. I don't want to interrupt. I'm really sorry, but I just got a text message, 911, to call the treatment center. I don't know what's going on over there.
I got you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll call back. It's up to you. But listen, I just want to say something to you and to even 360 and to people like even the Christian View, because I was on their show and they have a great magazine I write for. I give you all a lot of credit for sending such a positive message forward. and leading people to God, and just being, you know, just being a voice out there to really make a difference and change things.
That's what it is.
You know, more than happy to be part of anything you're doing.
Michael, before my mom passed away, you know what she said to me? Because my father passed away first, and she was missing him terribly. And she said, watch your words. They're very powerful, because I told your father I'd be 3 years behind him. And then she looked at me, and she says, I've learned all my lessons. I'm going home. Wow. And to me, I thought, whoa, that was pretty hefty and deep for me.
Yeah, it was.
What are you dealing with in life to dealing with people? How are you treating people? And is that a lesson you need to jump over and learn?
Yes.
I agree. But, Michael, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank
you,
Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
God bless. Michael, love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
And, Keith, thank you.
I love you, Keith.
Oh, we love you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Keith, thank you, thank you. And, Keith, thank you for the word of the day. We really appreciate it. We'll look forward to it next week.
Oh, I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, God bless you. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
So, isn't that amazing, everybody? Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's father. And that was because people are helping me with the show, and it's so amazing. All of a sudden, you know, it was me going out there trying to find people. Brian, it's so funny because, you know, Ingrid and Kenny are talking about you, and I look on Facebook, I'm like, oh, I've already talked to Ryan before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, many times. Yeah,
it's a small community.
Very small.
Yes.
So we're super excited. So, and also now the film that you're doing with VH2.TV, I'm going to hook you up with Devin as well.
Okay.
I'm actually helping with new shows over there. So I'm making sure that any content that is new, they want content in film. So the whole film is done, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And are you submitting it to film?
No, it is releasing. We sold it. And it actually already released in the UK in July.
Okay.
And it releases here in the US in theaters and digital.
Wow.
How did it do in the UK?
It's done well. It's they kind of changed it up a little bit. It's actually called Followed, not Follows over there.
Okay.
They kind of, I think social media is not as a thing as much as over there.
Okay.
So.
It won't be either now.
Right. So, well, this is the big release here.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be, they targeted 10 of the major cities to the release it in, targeting all the college kids.
Okay.
Tampa, Miami, LA, Cleveland, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Seattle, everywhere.
Okay, so you have to send us a schedule and let us know when it's premiering here.
Yes.
March 23rd. March 23rd is going to run for 6 days at the University Mall, Studio Movie Grill.
Okay.
And if you guys haven't been there, it's actually really nice now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can eat there. You can drink there. So it's great.
Question, there are a lot of messages because you are a film director. Are you working on any more films, and are you taking new headshots, new actors? What do people are saying? Oh, I want to get in touch with him. What do I do?
Honestly, yeah, I'm always looking for new talent. The people that we worked with on just this film, I've been working with for 8, 9, 10 years. So, and they're all local Florida actors.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, you can contact me, Ryan Justice, on Facebook. Or, you know, find me somehow. I'm pretty well branded, Justified Films.
How did you start? How did you start to be a director? Who inspired you?
Well, I've been watching movies since I was, you know, growing up. So going to the movies at, you know, 5, 6 years old. Always loved movies. Didn't know back then what you could actually do to get into movies. I played baseball all the way up, and it was about my senior year in high school when you start to realize maybe baseball's over. So got into college. Started networking, trying to figure out how you can actually create film and video.
Okay.
And it was a little bit different growing up with nothing but all your friends are athletes, not drama students. And this is 10 years ago when YouTube just started, so there wasn't a bunch of people, you know, trying to do video.
Right.
Or, you know, my first movie.
It was like the ground floor, so to speak.
Right. You know, my first movie was shot on my mom's Kodak EasyShare.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, still camera.
Okay.
So it was a lot of networking and then just, you know, learning who around the area actually does what you want to do.
Okay.
And now, did you go to film school yourself?
I went to USF, and first I was a business major for a couple years.
Okay.
And that was fun. And then I switched over to doing production news at USF. And I'd never really wanted to get into TV news, but always wanted to do the creative stuff. So once I graduated there, I actually got to meet a lot of great people at USF and through some of the news programs there. It was a good experience. It wasn't exactly film school. I had to learn a lot of the stuff about how to make a film, how to edit stuff, storytelling, really on my own. And went from there. It was just a lot of networking. University of Tampa had a great program. met a lot of filmmakers over there.
Okay.
And so just went from there, did a lot of short films in college, and competed in some really cool movie festivals. Mm-hmm. There's one Campus Movie Fest that actually tours all over the country.
Wow.
And that was a big thing for me when they came to USF. In 2008, I competed that like for 4 years.
Okay.
And that helped me network a lot and get a lot of notoriety.
Okay. So, Ryan, do you have a particular director that you're really fond of?
Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of changes from time to time. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked, you know, growing up, obviously, I was a huge Star Wars fan before Star Wars was cool to like again. Let's see. You know, some things that Oliver Stone did. Obviously, Spielberg has some great you know, storytelling. I love what Spielberg can do. He can tell a long historical drama, but actually make it interesting to watch.
Right.
And I like directors that can take you to another, you know, take you out of your everyday life.
Yeah.
And kind of take you on an adventure.
Okay. Well, talk about adventures, Peter. I know we have some other guests in the house, too. And let's go to our sea cruise, because me and my husband are super excited. We are actually new franchise owners of Expedia Cruise. So if you're watching live on the air, you'll see this big poster behind us. And you can actually try to win yourself a free cruise. And if you could read that for me. We're looking for all the reading glasses
no, I
here.
I don't have my glasses on.
I know, it's so funny.
Okay. So, we are going to Expedia.
Do you hear that horn, that cruise horn out there? Here, where is it? Where'd it go? Adventure.
Go? I can't hear it.
Adventure.
There you go.
There it is. All right.
Okay.
All aboard.
All aboard. Okay, so it's Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, and it's Dawn Arnold and Bert Arnold, which are cruise and vacation consultants. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so you can get in touch with them directly at 727-871-7788, or you can go to darnold@cruiseshipcenters.com. So is that where we go to register to win this cruise?
Yes, they actually, Expedia gives a couple cruises away, and like that song, Peter?
Yes, I got the cruise song, absolutely,
yeah,
I got it right
now. We're going
to
dance to that for a few
minutes.
Here
we go.
Okay.
There we go. Who likes to cruise?
I want to go on one.
Royal
I'm
Caribbean?
Going to definitely win. I'm going to win.
Yes?
Yeah.
Have you all been on a cruise? Oh, my gosh.
I can't go. I got vertigo.
I just did a bachelor cruise. So.
You know? A bachelor cruise?
Yeah. No, I got vertigo. I can't go on a cruise, I don't think.
Oh, we have a sail, though. We have a 37-foot Endeavor. Well, you haven't even been on that yet.
I know.
Peter, even our dinghy that we have. Anyways,
don't you just love that song? It just makes you want to just go sit on the beach and just feel.
Yeah.
You know, I love
sea
that.
Cruise.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we have a big event coming up. Well, that's playing, Denise. We're going to be on a red carpet on Friday the 16th.
Oh, that's right, for the Agape Awards in Orlando.
Yes, talk about that.
Well, we are looking so forward to it. It's an Agape Awards in Orlando, Florida. Miss Kitra Williams is sponsoring it. And it's really positive energy, you know. And so we are definitely looking forward to being there. I think it starts at 7 p.m. And I have to look up the address, so I'll give that to you before the show is over with. But we are really looking forward to being
at the
there.
Rosen Hotel.
Yes.
Yes, we're really excited about that as well. Yeah, we just had one of my, we have our, you know, little stand with our Facebook Live, and it just jumped off. two weeks in a row, we had things jump off the table.
It's exciting. It's excitement in the room.
It is. Things jump off the table, all this good stuff. So in the meantime, we're going to turn it over and borrow your headsets for a minute. We're going to share the microphone. Ryan, I thank you so much. You're such an amazing person, and we're going to have you back.
Thank you.
Just stay here with us in the meantime. And Denise, could you get the mic over to one of them for a minute? And introduce yourself, both of you. And you've got something cooking here on Clearwater Beach that I'm so impressed. Oh, wait, Peter. Can you play that concierge song?
Absolutely. Okay, I definitely can.
I have a concierge segment
on
my show.
Can.
And so I used to be a concierge. Oh. So with the PG National and all the fun things in the hotel land. But in the meantime, I saw this song today and I was like, this is super cool. Wait, listen.
Did you want me to put the key in the bag?
Don't count your chips in public.
This is the concierge. Pizza. And how are we this morning? This is the concierge.
Pizza. Anyway. Anyways, this is our intro for the Quasi-Air segment of My Travel Part. And next week we have an amazing man from Hubbard's Fishing that's going to be here. And he's going to talk about deep sea fishing and some fun things, because there's a whole circle of an opportunity that we had met through. And in the meantime, you are?
I'm John Forte.
Hi, John. Bring the microphone a little closer to you. Have you been on the air before?
No.
First time ever. Yay, Peter. First time radio person. First time. That's all right. He's got a big hand clap for you, right, Peter? And your lovely wife?
I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. And tell us what you're doing in the Beach Dollar.
So Beach Dollar is a unique program where we give out wooden nickel coins to tourists at hotels, motels, and vacation rentals. The idea is the vacation rentals and hotels give the coins out to their guests. The guests then take the coin, go to our website for a list of participating businesses. They then redeem the coin for a discount. For example, right now in Clearwater, they can take the coin and they're going to save $2 off alcohol-infused ice cream, which is really cool.
Denise, that sounds so good, doesn't it?
It's only at Chow's and they're great.
Wait. Is that like a little whiskey in it too?
They put all kinds of alcohol in it.
I'm thinking for a little cold here that I have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, they're also going to do live music, so you can go there, and I know that they're doing some wine and beer as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything helps.
Oh, that's cool.
They have champagne floats.
Okay. Oh. Where is this at?
This is at Chow Ice Cream Bar. It's right on Baymont Street. Can't miss, right on the corner. They're new, but they got a great product. Another thing you could do is, I mean, you could take the coin and you can go to H2O Jet Ski Rentals,
right?
And right now they're giving you $10 off with the coin. They just won TripAdvisor's number one watercraft activity in Clearwater Beach, so we're really wildly happy to have them on board with us. They can take the coin, they can go to Fromaggi's Pizza, also on Clearwater Beach, and they can get either a free glass of wine, sangria, or save $5 off their purchase.
Now, how do they get these coins? Can you show us what they look like?
Sure.
You gave me one. It's on my desk, of course. And
of course, I brought some with me.
Oh, okay. So how do they get these?
So there's a few different ways they get them. So what we do is, when a guest checks into a hotel, they're given three of these.
Okay.
A concierge give them out with a recommendation of a place to go.
Oh, so that would go with the show.
Right.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay, I'm wondering how we're going to work together here. I'm getting it now. I see the picture.
Right. So, like, if you go to a concierge and you say, hey, listen, I want to go to a nice place.
Okay.
You know, we want to do something fun. So, like, March 15th, the artist Jim Warren.
Oh, he's been here on my show.
Oh, really?
Well, guess what? Cool. On the 15th, you can go to his art gallery on Clearwater Beach, and you can meet him. He's doing a meet and greet
at the Seahorse.
Yeah, that's...
Yep, it's at the Seahorse Art Gallery from 6 to 9:30 on March 15th.
Cool.
And with the coin, if you buy anything there, you can also save 10%. But your concierge will tell you, you know, do you folks like art? Do you know Jim Warren? Who doesn't know Jim Warren? Well, why don't you go there? You get to meet the artist. You get to have a good time, and maybe you save some money with the coin.
Ah!
So concierges are a huge part of what we do, because they also recommend other businesses to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in Clearwater Beach, we just signed up. It's a brand new vegan, vegetarian, organic baked goods kind of a place.
It's called the Caffeinated Bakery.
Okay.
And they haven't quite decided what their coin's going to be worth yet. But if you go to your concierge and you say, well, you know, we're kind of vegans, we're looking for a vegan place, they're going to recommend the Caffeinated Bakery, because they're the only ones on the beach that do it.
Okay.
And they're also going to be soon opening up a vegan restaurant.
What happens if you have kids and they want hot dogs and cheeseburgers? What place would they go to?
So you can easily take them. You could take them to CK's, which is right on the beach.
Okay.
And CK's, the adults will get free draft beer with a food purchase, but they've got family-friendly things like fries and pizza and hamburgers and the like.
Okay. So if you give a coin to that, you're getting 10% off or something.
Each business does their own discount with the coin.
I gotcha.
Okay, so tell us where we go to get these coins.
Okay.
Right.
Then the concierge. I mean, does it have to be a concierge, or can we go to your website and
get
coins?
Here's how it works.
Okay.
So anyone who's staying at one of our hotels that has a concierge, the concierge is automatically going to give them out with a recommendation if it fits your needs. Mm-hmm. And we happen to have a participating business.
Okay.
When you go to a hotel, they're going to give it out to the guests.
Yeah, not everybody has to be a concierge.
Right.
Okay.
We do have a handful of hotels that will give them out just for the asking. All you have to do is walk in and say, hey, can I have some beach dollar coins? And you don't even have to be a guest, and they'll give them to you.
Okay.
For one, it's the Beachview Hotel. Okay, and all you have to do is walk into the Beachview Hotel and say, hey, can I get some of those wooden nickel coins you give out, the beach dollar coins?
And where's that hotel at?
There's a displays, too, in each of the hotels. So,
yeah. Okay.
The Beachview is on Clear the Beach on South Beach.
Oh, everyone's saying cool. Great idea.
You can also go to Blue Wave Hotel on North Beach.
Okay.
Rodney's awesome. You go in there and you say, hey, Rodney, can I get some of those beach dollar coins?
Okay.
He'll give some out to you. You can also go to Sand Key Realty, to either one of their real estate locations.
That's where my mother-in-law had worked. Oh. Do you know Jody Arnold?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, she actually worked out of there.
Well, okay. You can go to either one of those two locations, and you can walk in and say, hey, you know, can I get some of these beach dollar coins? And they'll be more than happy to give you what you need.
Okay. How did you come up with this idea? This is brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, I will tell you, I built houses for 27 years and hated every day of it.
You know, my husband has been saying the same thing about painting, but he loves to paint. Well, it's, you know, he has to paint right now, but, you know, but no, we get it. We get what you're saying.
And so my father was highly successful in marketing, and he recommended that I do something with sales because I'm good at sales.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said, I'm not a suit and tie kind of a guy, and I'm not going to do sales. And he said, well, think of a way to do it on your own. She and I bounced ideas off each other, and finally, we came up with this idea because we love to travel. We've traveled the country several times. And I said, you know, wouldn't that be neat? Because, like, when we travel, this is what we're looking for.
Right.
So we put the idea together. We found a company to make the wooden nickels. We did a little test market just to see if people would even get into it. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, we built the website, and 6 months, we went up and down Clearwater Beach. Nobody talked to us. Nobody knew us. Nobody wanted to deal with us. And then the idea caught on. And a couple businesses tried it, and they saw that it worked. They saw that to the people using the coins, it's tangible.
Okay.
It's like money.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught on. And now it's actually to the point when she and I walk into a business, people say, oh, we heard about you.
Nice.
Oh, you're the wow. Beach coin people.
Nice.
It's so like the Tampa Bay Escape Room. We just left there. They were the first in the original escape room in Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard about
right
that.
Right on Cleveland Street. They're absolutely amazing. Yeah. They're going to sign up with us because they're thinking this is great. You know, tourists do love these things. Patty Beloise with her husband, Sal, and Linda and Daniello Chavat, they actually hand out our coins at their vacation rental properties. They love it so much that they're actually the ones that are starting the new bakery, the caffeinated bakery.
Oh, wow.
And they said, you know what, we love your coins so much because we see people using it. We also want to be on your list to accept it.
Wow.
So are you going to expand just... You're right here, right in Clearwater, right?
Correct. Right now,
okay,
we are Clearwater.
Okay, so are you going to expand to, like, maybe St. Pete or somewhere in
so
that?
So our original goal is we're going to expand as far south as St. Pete and as far north as Dunedin.
Wow.
We're actually opening up the new market this week, which is going to be for John's Pass.
Okay.
And we've already secured Woody's Watercraft Rentals. He does the jet ski down there.
Okay.
All of our locations, by the way, we only take businesses that are 4- and 5-star rated. Okay. We don't have anything that has less than 4 stars.
Nice.
Because we want people who come here to have a terrific experience with a good, reputable business. This way they don't leave here disappointed.
That's super so cool. You know, I can't tell the place where I work because a couple places, but I do have to give a shout out because this is like the concierge travel segment. And if you're looking for a great deal and you are in Clearwater Beach, I can say this. I got a special for you for $99 for 2 nights, and it's super cool. And then, or 7 nights, which is $75. So if you are interested in your driving, like, what is Dawn up to? Actually, you can call our production line at 727-871-7777. Or send it to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. So I'll give you that details as well. But also, I do have to give a sponsor shout out real quick, mypillow.com. And we are going to actually tell the promo code is beach and get your pillows. I have to order more because my Jack Russell ate mine. So a puppy eats pillows. Yeah, there's a lot of fluff around the house. But anyways, so we want to thank them as well. And yes, go ahead, Peter.
Hi. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Okay, so for right quick, we're going to do the AGAPE Awards in Orlando, Florida. To purchase tickets, please call 202-455-8871 for March 16, 2018 at the Rosen Center.
That's right. And also Tampa Bay Film Society is having their meeting coming up March 20th. We'll be there. And Ryan, any last words? I know it's closing time here.
Well, once again, thank you for having me on, Don. So if anybody is interested in going and seeing the movie Followers in theaters or on digital, you can go to followersthemovie.com, followersthemovie.com. There's a whole listing of all the cities and theaters that it will be playing in. And if you know, not only support indie film, but like support Florida film. This was completely shot in Florida. All the actors, all the producers, everything's from Florida. You know, and the trailer's on the followersthemovie.com website. You can check it out there. You can see what the whole fuss was about here in the room. And
we'd love to have your actors
great.
Here.
Yes.
Wouldn't we like to have them back, you know, and have the actors and talk about how
great.
They got the audition for this?
Oh, God, I would love that.
Can we
that
do that
so cool.
pretty soon?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole broadcast worth of behind the scenes.
That
and
would be awesome.
Yeah. Just from the... From making it to casting to selling it.
Let's do that, Denise.
Okay. That works.
That would be great. And also, we want to thank you. Tell everybody again your name and your website.
Thank you again for having us on the show.
Thank you.
I'm John from BeachDollar.com.
That's right.
And we really appreciate you having us on the show. We hope everybody comes out to see Jim Warren this week.
Yes, we will see him.
Huge.
We will see what we can
we'll
do.
See. I've interviewed him. And Steven Seagal will be interviewing pretty soon. He's got a song called Girl, It's All Right. So we're going to kind of end with that as well. And we're going to just say, Denise, thank you so much for being here.
I love it as always. You know, smooches, everybody.
Nisi P.
And we're going to be on the red carpet. If you'd like to be a reporter for me worldwide, we'd like to also thank our Starcom Network tomorrow. From 3 to 4, we'll be on 47 syndicated stations.
That's
and
right.
This show will be on VH2.TV Network. Really excited, super excited. So is Peter.
Yes, I am absolutely excited.
Yay.
I know. So this is Steven Seagal's music. You can hear it on YouTube. Girl, It's All Right.
Here we go.
And I'll see you next week.
Bye,
a super
guys.
Fun show. Bye, everybody. God bless. Remember,
bye.
Give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. Good night, everybody.
Good night.